Great event here, great sunshine, a great Monday. Hit the ground running with us from 6 till 9 here on News Talk 760 WJR, 8 to 20 in the morning. A great guy on the other end of our line right now, the CEO of Visit Detroit, one of our sponsors, matter of fact, for this fine broadcast, bringing you all of the attention, all of the things that are going on here in Detroit. Over the weekend, we were at the boat show. We've talked about it a lot. We'll get more information to you along the way, but we want to give our time and attention now to Claude Molinari. For the second year in a row, Detroit and Michigan coming together to bring this show that we're at right now, that disappeared for 20 years, from Chicago back to Detroit. It is, without question, a big win for our region. It accentuates what Detroit is already a global leader in, mobility, manufacturing, using automation to lead a 21st century economy, and we're looking forward to Automate coming back in the coming years, thanks to the hard work of this guest, Claude Molinari. Good morning, Claude.
Good morning, Paul W. So fantastic to speak with you.
Always great to speak with you because you generally bring to us really good news, important news for our area. There's never enough, but there's always more, and we really appreciate that. So this was a real battle and a real labor of love that you were able to get all of this put together to bring these people back. It is the largest trade show that will happen at this fabulous venue here at Huntington Place. And not to be confused, it is a trade show whereas the Rod Elbert's North American Auto Show, North American International Auto Show in Detroit, in the DADA, have a bigger show, but that's the consumer show. This one is the biggest one that is set up this way as a trade show. It's a very big deal, 730 people having their displays. And one thing that we want to dispel, it's not just about automotive. You know, when you have auto in the name of anything around here, we think automotive for good reason. But this is all about automation for any kind of business.
Yes, it's focused on assembly lines and mobility, manufacturing. You know, automation is so critical to the 21st century economy. And this show bringing 25,000 leaders in automation, robotics, data, and AI is just incredible. And it's such a legitimizer of Detroit as a destination where people will do business. And when you bring a large event with 25,000 people in it, that really sends a message to the marketplace that when a successful show like this chooses Detroit, maybe you should choose Detroit as well.
Yep, and more people are invited. Everybody is invited other than kids under 12, and they wouldn't be terribly interested in what's going on here. But it's free, and it's well worth coming here if you run any kind of a business, because every kind of business is going to depend on automation and robotics. And we like to show them that Detroit is the place to get things done with all of your work. And in fact, I'm glad you're bringing it up because I see in my notes, Claude, that we've had Sam Fotis on a number of times for the Movement Festival.
Yeah.
And it's the movementfestival.com. Over 115 acts playing across six stages during the Memorial Day weekend, May 27th through the 29th, inside Hart Plaza. That's become huge.
Well, that's an amazing event. And frankly, we can't really book anything into Huntington Place that Memorial Day weekend because all the hotel rooms are gone from a worldwide audience that comes here for one of the greatest techno fests in the world.
You know, you have on here a list that I have a dear friend named David Rimmer, lives in New York. He sends me a note saying, I have a favor. I hate to ask you this favor. I hate to ask you this favor. And I keep waiting for him to call me and ask me what the favor is. I text back, well, what's the favor? What is it? He finally sheepishly calls me and says, is there any way you can get me two Taylor Swift tickets for my daughter from New York? And I said, David, I'm going to tell you the truth. Hottest ticket going. I have no connection whatsoever. I'll ask, but I would not hold my breath. I mean, look what's happened. I mean, whether they did it on purpose, however it was done, they've blown that thing up. It's the hottest ticket going for anything. But she's coming here for two shows.
Yes, and you know, Ford Field is one of the greatest facilities in the entire world, and to have an indoor dome stadium like we do, we can have year-round massive concerts. I mean, the number of events we've already had and that are coming with Ed Sheeran and Beyonce, I mean, it's amazing. And of course, you know, we've got the right after that, we've got, or just before that, we've got the Grand Prix downtown Detroit, and then
June 2nd through the 4th, go to DetroitGP.com, DetroitGP.com for the fabulous downtown the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, June 2nd through the 4th. Where's the Pride Fest? Where is that in between? That's, right after.
That's during Taylor Swift's weekend, and that's at the Hart Plaza.
Motor City Pride. Okay, we get that in there. Of course, we know that Rocket Mortgage, the Rocket Mortgage Classic, coming up. Then,
yeah.
June 27th through July 2nd, WJR will be all over that. It's the fifth annual Detroit Golf Club location, fifth time they've had it there. The Rocket Mortgage Classic, changing the course, and they've changed the way golf is played and the way money is raised. And you go to RocketMortgageClassic.com, RocketMortgageClassic.com for everything you need information-wise and otherwise. So, Claude, it took a while to get here. Then all of a sudden, it seems like everything's piled on top of everything else. It's going to be one thing after another.
Yeah, this summer is going to be electric in Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne County, plus the city of Detroit. There's so many things going on, and we want to keep that momentum going. But we also want to make sure that these events don't outgrow us. So we got to have more hotel rooms, especially in the city of Detroit, because that's our biggest handicap right now, is being able to host all the guests that want to come here.
Well, we're excited to see that Cambria, the new luxury hotel with more than 150 rooms, opened this month in Detroit's business district, and the Godfrey will be opening soon. But the fact is, as you say it, Claude Molinari, we need more hotels to match the demand for being in Detroit.
No doubt. And that's, and we're meeting with developers, and of course, at the old Joe Louis site, we're going to be adding a brand new hotel as well. So we're on the move, but more has to come.
Well, I know with people like yourself championing or quarterbacking all those events and explaining to people why this is the place to get things done, people are listening to you and they are responding and reacting. And for that, I salute you, Claude Molinari, as the Visit Detroit CEO. Keep the good things coming. And any way we can help you along the way, you know we will.
Thank you, Paul W. You've been such a great friend.
Thank you, Claude. It's 828 at News Talk 760 WJR.